welcome, listeners, to the Sonic Hustle, a complete and total Sonic lore podcast. I am one of the students, Devin.
I'm the other student, Lauren.
And I'm the teacher, Dan. This week, we're wrapping up the dark story, and if time permits, we'll try to do the last story as well.
Shadow dies.
Shadow pulls Vegeta and explodes to save everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm very confused by this.
It's a very sudden and heroic sacrifice.
Yeah, it kind of feels slightly unneeded, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm just kind of, like, looking at him, like, what are these other games this guy is in?
Well,
if he's dead,
he explodes and then he simply doesn't anymore.
Yeah. Well, the best way to put it for now is people like Shadow too much to keep him dead, so he come back.
Wait, okay, so they actually did want to kill him for real? On purpose? For real?
I'm not sure, but...
Oh, so it's like all those times that Akira Toriyama, rest in peace, King, threatened to kill Goku, but people liked him too much, so he had to immediately bring him back.
I have to imagine that's what it was like. At some point, I'm gonna, like, try to pull up this one very particular interview, to see if, like, we can glean some more info. It is very, regardless of whether or not they wanted him to come back, it's very funny that they chose to have him die in the game he was introduced in.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting choice, but...
Only for every other single game to just have him in it and not one person be like, didn't you die?
You know, that is something people ask. and the answer, well, I wouldn't say there's an answer so much as there's layers of mystery when he comes back, because he's supposed to be dead.
To be fair.
Yeah, Shadow found dead in Miami. It's alright, he's fine, he just died.
Yeah.
To be fair, they also made it, they tried to make it look like Sonic died in this game, and then he...
That also happens.
But, like, at least he's like, okay, he had the Chaos Emerald, he used Chaos Control.
Yeah.
But it's like, what did Shadow do?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Can I make one nitpick?
Yeah?
About the characterization of Sonic the Hedgehog in this?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to believe in any world or continuity Sonic would ever use Chaos Control to help win a race.
For real?
You know?
The moment he's like, I'll use your technique, Chaos Control, I was like, that's a fucking lie.
Says it like 100 times.
It's such bullshit, too. I love it.
Like, Sonic would never.
Uh-huh.
I think he would be annoying like that. Like, maybe he was doing it because he thought it was funny, and not because he was like, I'm going to win this race.
Uh-huh.
Mm, that's still a stretch. I feel like he thinks the race is too sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He would do it like in any other scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We pick up where we left off with the spaceship taking off. We don't get the weird, like, bit where everyone's talking over each other this time. Instead, we hop to the control room. Rouge is getting a call from Eggman. Apparently she needs to, like, go get the emeralds or something. But first, she's going to, log into the computer on the fucking Eclipse Cannon, type in password Maria, and she gets some interesting info on, Project Shadow, that we'll learn later.
Can we talk about how she's been working with, him for about a week, mind you?
Uh-huh.
And, she just calls Eggman and she's like, by the way, we'll do that for you. Can I also get the password to the computer, all your credit card information, your last four of your social, your date of birth, and your dead grandmother's name? And
yeah,
he's like, yeah.
Yeah, give me the three funny numbers on the back.
he's like, yeah, I trust your heart, your soul.
Uh-huh. Well, if it's to defeat Sonic.
Anything to beat Sonic.
I trust your intentions, your heart and soul. Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
My identity has been stolen.
No.
Who could have predicted this?
Who could have done this?
Uh-huh. So,
my identity was stolen by Sexy Bat 69. Who could it be?
Out of my way, gay boy. Oh no, my identity's been stolen.
Yeah. So, Rouge, after stealing his password and getting into the computer, gets, like, a little notification about, how Knuckles is here, so she has to go get the rest of the Master Emerald pieces now.
She's gotta.
And so we get stage 12, the final Rouge stage, Mad Space. This one's kind of cool.
It's wacky.
It's like Meteor Herd. It's like a big floaty space stage, but they do some weirder, more interesting stuff in it. The footage provided doesn't really show it, but it has like Mario Galaxy running around a spherical planet.
Oh,
yeah.
Why didn't they show that?
I guess the person playing the game just didn't get the spawn location, so it would have had them do that a bit. But it's fucking neat. And fucking years and years before Mario Galaxy, mind you.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy stole this.
Uh-huh. It's got a good theme. It's pretty. It's definitely a much better version of this stage than Meteor Herd.
Yeah.
And I think this is the same with Meteor Herd, but there's like very cryptic hint monitors this time, like this time the message isn't backwards, or this time don't look in this place. And one of the fucking emerald pieces is there's like a marker that would show where it's supposed to be. The Brawner had a lot of trouble with this one. There's like a thing going off and there's like a clear marker where it looks like you would dig, but no, you actually like dig on like the wall beneath that. It's fucky.
This would be the kind of stuff if I was like an 8-year-old playing this game that would make me do a dinosaur stop around the room.
Uh-huh.
I would be like, it said it's right below, where the fuck is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that seemed really fucking annoying.
Uh-huh. Like, I would be like, this game is fun, but it's making me so angry.
Uh-huh. Now I am thinking about a very specific child experience with playing SA2, which is having to delete... this isn't my story, I'm just relaying a story I heard. I just remember... Last year, Wayne Radio TV did, like, some Sonic streams, and a big thing about them was, Wayne is, like, 27, and a lot of these he played when he was, like, 5 or 6. so he just has this very different sense of what the game is like, or had a very different sense. And he talks about, at one point, they had too much they had to, like, delete some save data, so they had to release one of the Chao. and he was basically treating it like that Chao actually died.
It did die.
It did.
As far as, like, a little kid knows, that Chao is fucking dead, dude.
Yeah. When you, like, delete a Chao, it, like, plays this really sad music. And shows like a Chao with a bindle, and it says, "This Chao will have to go live a new life in the woods."
That Chao is going to a farm upstate.
Uh huh.
Jesus. It's like that picture of that ant with the bindle that looks so sad. That
it really does look like that.
That's so funny. Mm. No wonder that they were like, yeah, this fucking guy's dead, dude.
So, I have the line here. I have the image that shows when you delete a Chao, and it specifically says, Chao will have a happy life in a faraway forest. You'll never see your Chao again. While it's playing the saddest dead dog music I've ever heard.
In the arms of an angel ass fucking thing.
That's so fucking good.
Anyways, Rouge gets the rest of the Master Emerald pieces and she has her fight with Knuckles again.
She does a lot better this time because you're playing as her.
Yeah. You know what? That gives me an idea for an ask. I'll bring this up later.
Okay.
But I am thinking, like, which fights would it be the most fun to, for who to win, you know?
Oh.
Like the rival fights you get in this game. But you get the Nuxush scene again. They go their separate ways, and that's the end of Rouge's stages in this game.
She's still there, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, she's just chilling mostly.
Yeah,
and she gets called out for being a fucking spy later.
Yeah, she's a fucking spy. So we cut back to like Eggman and Shadow in the pyramid, and Eggman sees that. Sonic and his friends have gotten in, and there's two emeralds coming from the same place, even though they already have six of them, so Tails probably made a fake emerald. He figured this out pretty early on, actually.
Eggman is immediately just like, they think I'm fucking dumb.
Uh-huh. I like that he, like, made it seem like he was like, Tails told me, but it's like, no, he's known for a bit. I guess Tails did, like, confirm which one was the fake one by accident, but, like, uh-huh. He knew there was a fake one, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's walking around like, they think I'm fucking stupid, don't they?
Uh-huh. Eggman did the thing in an RPG where, you lie about something, just to, like, make it more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, like, lying because he can, which is a very Eggman thing to do.
Yeah.
He gains nothing from it. He's just kind of like, I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's like, it made me feel good. What do you want from
me? Yeah.
I like watching this little child feel bad, I guess.
This little child, Tails says some funny things at the end of this game, and I can't wait till we get to talk about him.
Yeah. Eggman leaves to go deal with Sonic and his friends, and... I love this. There's this bit where he's like, right before he leaves, he like dramatically pulls down his goggles and he says that if something happens to me, I leave the rest to you.
Yeah, which
it's like, okay.
I've never seen Eggman acknowledge his mortality before.
Yeah, this is crazy because one, I would never expect Eggman to say like, I pass on my thing to a successor. Like, I don't think Eggman would ever think that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he's got lots of kids, but they're not successors.
Yeah, they're more just, like, things he has around.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, mistakes.
The second thing is, I want to talk about Eggman's plan.
Uh-huh.
Which is to activate this giant planet-destroying laser and aim it at the planet and destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then
he doesn't want to destroy the planet.
Yeah. Right.
So
he doesn't actually
So he leaves it to Shadow, who he knows is a little freak.
Yeah.
like,
I guess so, yeah. He can absolve himself of the responsibility of his actions.
It's like
I just feel like if you're like, I'm gonna bluff destroying the planet, that's one thing. Don't leave it to the little freak who you know has no qualms about destroying the planet.
Yeah. Your wicked co-conspirator.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave this person who I actually don't want stabbed for real with you, Stabby McKnife Hands. Remember, I was bluffing. We don't actually want to stab them.
Though this does bring up something that is gonna be a thing in, like, Sonic stuff from here on out, which is, heroic pragmatist Eggman.
Yeah.
He'll do something heroic because if the world gets destroyed, he can't take over the world.
If the world gets destroyed, he can't fuck with Sonic.
There's no more Sonic. There's no more theme parks.
This is what we're talking about in the Sonic X streams on Monday, which is Eggman, he's in it for the love of the game.
Exactly.
Do you know the term anti-hero? Do you know the term anti-villain?
Yeah.
I feel like Eggman sometimes fills that role of, like, he's not... I mean, it depends on the Eggman. Sometimes he's actually is good at being a villain, but, like, can't because of reasons. Sometimes he just sucks at it.
I truly in my heart believe Eggman could easily take over the world and have killed everyone by now. I think he just doesn't want to, whether consciously or unconsciously. He doesn't want to. He knows it would be boring afterwards.
Yeah.
He's a dog that could catch that car, but he doesn't want to.
He doesn't know what to do with a car once he catches it, you know?
And he knows that. He's like, well, I just won't catch the car then.
It's funny to think about, especially in relation to, like, versions of Eggman where he has one.
And he's just bored. Way more like, I'm actually evil.
Yeah.
I think modern Eggman is like a dude who doesn't want to take over the world. Mm-hmm. Older versions of Eggman, definitely a guy who would love to kill Sonic the Hedgehog, loves nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
Newer versions, I think they're just kind of like, you know, it would be nice, but...
I'm just doing this for fun, you know?
Yeah, they're like, this is like a book club for me.
Yeah. We've got Eggman's last stage for the story. I believe it is
a really wet sounding stage. Weird wet noise playing in the background the whole time sounding stage.
Weird wet noises.
Did not enjoy it.
Right, the stage is called a Cosmic Wall. I will say, there is one really neat thing about this stage, which actually I'm looking at it, I think they're like the between like the chaos things and the these like weird spinny robots, those are probably what are making the noise. There is a really cool mechanic, which is because you're in like a low gravity situation, Eggman can actually like not just like glide, but he can fly much higher than he normally would when he activates the jets.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
I don't like those fans.
Mm-hmm. I will say, pound for pound, I think Eggman's stages might be better than Tails.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eggman is also just... I love Tails.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny to hear Eggman when he's just by himself doing dialogue that no one else can hear.
He'll... just like making, just saying things in Japanese,
he's just saying, ora, ora. At the end of his days, he just goes, yos.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was saying yosh.
Oh, he might have said yosh.
It might have been yosh.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
It's so funny.
It could be yos. He's just talking to himself. And I'm like, damn, we've all been there.
Yeah, he's me when I'm just doing things and no one else is around. I'm just making noises.
He's got to find something to do to keep himself occupied. Whether that's take care of Chow, blow things up, concern himself over how his machines are doing.
He's got to stay busy.
Yeah.
He's on that grind set.
Mm-hmm. Eggman grinds.
He's vocally simming.
Damn, what a mood.
Yeah, that's the stage. He's like going through this, basically get the drop on, Tails and Amy. Because at the end of once the stage like ends, we get like a little like prelude to the escape pod scene where, Amy is just sort of like standing around and complaining about how she is allowed to do anything because she's a woman.
And then, don't acknowledge that.
Writers, the moment you have to say, oh, it sucks that because I am a girl in this story, I can't do anything. Maybe you should start taking her back to the drawing board, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And then, maybe of course,
she figured some things out.
Eggman points his gun at her, and we get the scene again. Of like Sonic getting shot off into space. As I mentioned before, they do not show him teleport immediately. So if you're a little kid who's playing this for the first time ever and decided I want to go the evil route and be a bad boy, you get to watch Sonic die.
That's
you
crazy.
Get to watch him fucking explode and die in real life.
Uh huh.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. There's the fucking, after like the rival fight, we get like Shadow thinking of himself. Damn. I guess he was just a regular guy after all.
He's just a regular hedgehog.
He was just like a normal hedgehog. And I say, man, he was blue.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of hedgehog is blue, dude?
As the fucking like ship explodes.
He can be abnormal and also explode.
Yeah, he could be mortal and abnormal. Like, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yes, you were just a regular blue, super quick hedgehog. Those things I see everywhere.
Uh-huh. Guess you were just normal, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Actually, Uncle Chuck is also blue.
Uncle Chuck is also cool and blue.
True, yeah.
So, Rouge is like in the Eclipse Cannon. Looking at those emeralds, very excited to try to steal them for herself.
Think about those emeralds.
And then Shadow shows up and, was like, huh, I knew it. You're a fucking government agent.
You're a fucking spy.
You're a fucking narc. Ah!
Mm-hmm.
I should have guessed it from the time where you just showed up in our house and said, hey, can I tag along?
Yeah. This weird, mysterious woman who, has helped us in mysterious ways. I knew it. At the time you, like, called Eggman and asked him for his, like, social security number.
You should have known when your, email was definitely not the FBI.
Yeah, it was at FBI.gov.
definitely not the FBI at .gov, like.
RougeBat69.
Yeah.
SexyRouge.gov.
Rouge then like pulls out like this stuff she pulled up earlier on Project Shadow. Because as it turns out, this report on Project Shadow does not show a black and red hedgehog. It shows a big lizard.
What the fuck?
I love the the implication of the prototypes here.
Mm-hmm.
That it went from big lizard, gotta make him smaller, and they were like, hedgehog.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get into this as well. I'll talk about it more later, though, when we talk about last story stuff. But things are a little weird. Shadow is like,
Shadow's part lizard, didn't you know?
Yeah. He is part lizard. That is, well, in a roundabout sense, that is what he is, yes.
Yeah, I guess that is what it was telling us, kind of, huh?
Yeah.
Weird.
We'll learn more.
Do you think Shadow sheds his skin?
Yes.
I think he has.
Do you think it's just like a fucked up thing that like only Rouge knows?
Ooh. I think
that, like,
if Shadow
so often he just sheds his skin.
Ooh.
I think if
Shadow
took off his...
humans do that too, though, is the thing. He's just... Mm-hmm. The fact that he can do it in one go is maybe the lizard.
Yeah, I think that's the most visually displeasing yeah. part.
I think if Shadow took off his
shoes... I don't
have shoes...
to think of... Sorry.
I think if Shadow took off his gloves and shoes, it would be, like, weird lizard claws.
Okay, well, that's just cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I was like, wait, that's kind of sick, actually.
He's hiding those bad boys for our safety.
Uh-huh. He's a hybrid. He's a cool
yeah,
hybrid.
Yeah, he's oh, a hybrid.
This implies that Shadow might be cold-blooded.
Uh-huh.
If you were just to get him in, like, a cold room, he would shut down instantly.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was, like, didn't have regular blood in the first place. He probably yeah. has, like, weird black goo.
Yeah, black alien blood.
Yeah, chaos energy.
Mm-hmm. But Shadow is
anatomy of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Shadow is left with a fate of knowing, wait, maybe my situation isn't as clear as I thought it was.
You don't
what
say.
Is going on? And this is going to be the basis of the 2005 video game Shadow the Hedgehog.
It's like, Shadow, what the hell did you think was going on?
Uh-huh.
Why did you think you were on, like, this weird fucked up, like, space colony?
Yeah.
You're like, I have these memories I barely remember.
I have these memories, I have all these weird fucking superpowers.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
I didn't
like,
really come from anywhere.
I'm working for this guy who looked like the guy I remember from my dreams or whatever.
Yeah,
understand.
Uh-huh. He's like in a bondage chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're just following around Eggman for fun? I don't know.
Yeah. Because he's part of the family is the thing.
It's family, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Familia.
Yeah. So
Shadow would love the Fast and Furious movies.
He would.
Yeah.
He deserves
someone please introduce Shadow to Dominic Toretto.
Yes. You know what? On the off chance, I'm just suddenly thinking, what if, like, Interstitial Infinity discovers this concept just inadvertently, indirectly? Just, I know Riley loves the Fast and Furious movies. I know he's playing Shadow the Hedgehog. What if that happens?
Riley Hopkins, I am speaking to you right now.
I could literally DM. I could literally DM him about this, I just want to see if Riley will do it organically, you know?
Yeah. Describe what kind of car Shadow would drive. What would you think is cool?
So, funny you mention that, because there are vehicles in Shadow the Hedgehog and Sonic the Hedgehog 2006.
Yeah.
And I think,
God.
And I think Shadow's a bike guy. I think he's a biker at heart.
Oh, he's definitely a motorcycle guy, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Shadow, fucks off to, do his final stage.
Fucks off to do a jumping puzzle.
Mm-hmm. It's, I believe it's Final Chase? Yeah.
Could you imagine working on the space colony arc and you have to get anywhere, so you have to do a fucked up jumping puzzle?
Uh-huh.
And you're not like an athletic hedgehog. You're like a, like you're like kind of just like a regular schlubby scientist.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, that's the fucking Black Mesa experience.
You're just kind of like, can we please just install like doors or lifts? And they're like, no, fucked up jumping puzzle.
You either get to do a fucked up jumping puzzle or you get to ride the train.
Yeah.
I guess I'll ride the train.
Yes, I'll ride the train today. And the train itself is a fucked up
puzzle. You better not
miss
it or you are doing that puzzle.
Yeah.
You will do the fucked up jumping puzzle. Sorry, bud. Train's full. No. Uh-huh.
No.
It's Shadow's version of this stage. Of the, like, final, like, arc stage. Main feature? Big pillars you can spin around on.
Yes. The fucked up jumping puzzle has pillars now.
Uh-huh. You can just, Shadow will, like, jump on a pillar and he'll be able to, like, walk on it, like, on all sides. But only in one direction. I don't know if I have too much to say on this stage besides that, just because it is, you know, it's the same.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing, but with like one extra gimmick. But, it's fine. It's fun. It's a good, it's a pretty environment that makes a good like final stage,
yeah,
for Shadow.
It works for it, but it's kind of hard to be like, there's not a lot of like story stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we talked about this already. So, Shadow finishes the stage, and he meets Sonic again. Sonic is just alive.
Sonic just shows up and he's like, what the fuck?
You see is what you get.
Just a guy who loves
He's like, what are you? And he's like, what you see is what you get. That didn't answer my fucking question, dude.
Uh-huh.
I like that
you blew up.
Says that verbatim. Like, when I first heard that phrase, I was like, oh, is that just from Snapcube? No, he says, what you see is what you get. He just doesn't talk about a piss.
Uh-huh.
The thing about Snapcube fan dubs is sometimes the game itself just provides the fan.
Yeah. It is important to understand that Penny is a huge mark for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. Just an adventure-loving hedgehog.
And so you get
and
to
Shadow
fight.
Shadow kills him.
Yeah, you get to fight Sonic. Shadow kills him. Has a little bit of the person playing has a little bit of a harder time than when than Sonic's side of this. Sonic, of course, can teleport as we mentioned before.
Which is fucked up.
Just for fun.
I don't think he would do it. I think he should have spin dashed ahead of him.
Uh-huh. Just, you know,
Cause Sonic would be the one to almost lose because he's not running fast enough because he thinks it's funny and then be like, oh, gotta kick it into full gear.
Mm-hmm. He should have just
think
done
he would
a
teleport.
Fucking boost.
Maybe this but- Sonic just...
Maybe this is Sonic is evil.
Yeah, we're that.
He's evil in the Dark Story.
Maybe he almost blew up and it caused him to snap a little bit.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's got a Chaos High.
He's going level 5.
Be a little bit evil if I almost died, like, to be fair.
Yeah.
It was partially Shadow's fault. I'd be like, well, I'm gonna use Chaos Control on this guy.
He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, so Shadow beats him. We get a cutscene of Eggman dramatically throwing the last Chaos Emerald into the cannon and laughing evilly because all his plans are finally realized. And then we see on the monitor a big warning symbol. What's going on?
I love that it's just the end is like, oh, he won. But it's like, no, he didn't.
Yeah, wait a second.
Yeah, I love if you played the Dark Story first for some reason, you would be like, what?
Yeah, and then you'd get a cutscene about how Sonic the Hedgehog has been arrested.
Yeah.
Before we, like, Oh, also, yeah, before we start on, like, final story stuff, and it looks like we do have plenty of time to talk about that. Why don't I just real quick, go through, I wanted to say, right, I wanted to mention which, like, fights would be funnier, depending on who won. So, like, Sonic versus Shadow in the jungle.
It would be funnier if Shadow wins that, only because of the implication that Sonic keeps blowing up, but then keeps coming back.
Yeah, right. True. There's like a theme.
Like, if Shadow is just like, I swear to God, you exploded like 6 times already, and Sonic just says, what you see is what you get.
Tails versus Eggman, definitely Eggman winning.
Yeah, I mean, Eggman because winning then it's just
the
funny.
Implication that Yeah, the implication that Eggman just shot, like, an 8-year-old.
Like, yeah, if you were coming into this game without, like, knowing these characters, you'd be like, oh, okay, I want the underdog, the little kid to win. But it's like, no, it's way funnier.
It's really funny if the villains win the fights.
I'm starting to realize. But not every time, I feel like. Like, most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
although it is really funny when Tails wins, because once again, he is just, like, an 8-year-old.
Yeah, an 8-year-old with, like, a cool mech one.
An 8-year-old who just goes, whoopee! Every time he wins.
I did it!
Just beat your ass.
An 8-year-old who used to be terrified of this guy.
just like, completely owns him twice.
You just meet
twice.
A full-grown man. Who's just scared out of his mind out of an 8-year-old who fucking pantsed him last week.
Yeah, like, it's honestly pretty good either way.
Yeah.
And yeah, I will take either one.
Yeah, and Knuckles or Rouge?
I'm gonna say Knuckles, only because it's really funny. Every time Rouge is like, why would you do that to me? And he's like, you just stole my emerald!
Yeah, and it's also, like, whenever... It's funny, like, when they, like... ended the battle, like, over the lava pit, regardless of which side you're playing, they're both just, like, panting a lot. Like, it kind of, it's like,
it doesn't
matter which one won, they're both fucking exhausted and Rouge almost dies. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, she trips either way. It's fucking crazy. I'm like, can you imagine, like, beating this guy and then tripping and almost fucking dying anyway?
Yeah.
I like to think this is Rouge's seduction game.
Yeah. It's the art of seduction.
she beats him up a little bit, and then she's like, oh no, I fell.
She did
He's
say,
too
like...
too stupid to remember that she has wings.
Well, she does say that... She forgot, but unless she's faking. You know what? You're right. Yeah. She totally is just, like, faking it, because she has fucking wings. You're so right.
Yeah, this is her seduction game.
What the hell?
This is how you land an echidna.
And then she fucking, what is it called when you're mean to someone?
She negs him.
She negs him after, like, he saves her also, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, Rouge is cool. Rouge is,
it's
Rouge
funny
is playing
Rouge.
A funny game.
It's funny when Rouge does it and nobody else.
it's unnecessary. Like, not a single reason she needs to be doing any of this.
No.
She has a job.
She's literally employed.
She's like on the clock.
But she's like, oh, but what if I, like, try to get this emerald shit anyway? Just for fun.
This is exactly the thing she did in Sonic X, where
True.
She would just, like, hang out with Topaz. She would just, like, flirt with her, too. This is what Rouge does. She clocks in at work and finds someone to flirt with.
God. Yeah.
She flirts on company time and on company time alone.
Yeah.
I like the idea that, like, off the clock, she's, like, even if she just, like... is thought of like, oh, she's so sexual. She's like, nah, I don't want to flirt with anyone when I'm off the
clock. She's like, not interested.
Yeah. it's more time efficient. That's why.
Yeah, you gotta pay me.
So, speaking of Rouge, I, want to quickly go over. I hadn't looked at it before, but she does have a theme with lyrics. They show up in her cutscenes. So I'm gonna like just read off the lyrics for Flying the Freedom. The theme of Rouge the Bat, composed by Fumi Kumatani, performed by Tabitha Fair and Todd Cooper.
I thought it was gonna be I'm Sexy and I Know It or something.
I really wish it was.
It's a very like, it's a very spy jazzy thing, very Fujiko Mine, very Lupin. Tap the rhythm against the floor to look for another door. I am slipping to the mystery of the night. Ooh. I know there is an easy way, but it is my choice anyway. Don't let me waste my time in futile thinking anymore. Fated not to be tamed, watch me, I never will lean upon you. I can go by myself. Fly in the freedom. Time never stop and wait for me. Show the way, looking for answers and looking for the clue. Fly in the freedom. Oh. Nobody taught me to hint. Win a happy life of a dream. I'm not waiting for a fortune teller. I feel that my wish will come true. I've never thought ahead to that luck. Is it my treasure? Tell me what I'm really looking for. Fancy came to my mind. It leads me to somewhere far away. Distant place. Distant time. Fly in the freedom. Time never stop and... Wait, hang on. Okay, yeah, it's just sort of repeating the stuff. But yeah, we've got... that's Rouge's theme.
Seems alright.
Yeah, it's a pretty good theme. I think it gives a good idea of what her deal is. She's just, you know, a cool, sexy spy who is always in pursuit of more treasure.
So true.
Yeah. She's Fujiko Mine, and that's beautiful. Now I want to talk about the final story trailer that appears at the end once you finish both stories.
The ultimate life form. End of chaos, vengeance,
control. Space,
super psych, collision, untamed power.
Maria, Professor Gerald, the truth about 50 years ago.
Sonic Adventure 2, last episode. Wishes are eternal.
The we fucked up big time.
Uh huh. It's like this very like. I don't know if eerie, mysterious, maybe moody. It's like showing a bunch of words as people say certain lines in the last story, while like some circles like fly in the background. It's very dramatic. I love it. I'm gonna mention Wayne Radio TV again because he did a little like preview of this, but it was stuff like find the balloon. Big the Cat.
Chaos Knuckles.
The world is forever changed. Marjonic
Rhymes.
Understand.
And the
grab the balloon. A new dark era.
End of mankind.
Sonic Adventure Quest. DX. Subscribers are eternal.
My power is failing. It's so good. And it ends with the note that wishes are eternal.
Damn, so true.
And so, I think we could talk about the last story. We pick back up, where we left off. Eggman can't get the thing to work. Something has gone horribly wrong and it's not clear what. And then a video of Gerald Robotnik shows up. And
Gerald
not
Robotnik,
only
on I think you put the wrong folder in.
Uh-huh. Not only on the arc, but on all the monitors across the world, because I guess Eggman still has that turned on.
Apparently.
He has the live stream turned on. He forgot.
Yeah.
Eggman.
Yeah. Gerald Robotnik talks about how he wants revenge really, really badly. How he's going to end the world by sending the Ark directly into the planet, which, unlike the cannon, which would just, like, blow up a lot of stuff, would completely obliterate the planet.
Eggman's like, wait, no, I don't want the planet destroyed, just a little bit of damage.
I just want to, like, nuke the atmosphere.
I just wanted to threaten them a little bit, you know, keep them on their toes.
I wanted to destroy maybe, like, one or two continents.
Yeah, not the whole thing. And also me, I don't want to die.
Yeah, they killed his granddaughter, so he's gonna have revenge on them. And at the end of the video, there's like a guy saying, is there anything else you wanted to say? And he says no. And he's like, all right, men, ready? So this is presumably from like his execution footage. Also, he's in like this prison cell full of like, diagrams on it. And it's been a long time since we did the first episode on the hero story, but, when Sonic was in prison, those are the same formulas. So, not only have they never cleaned that cell, they put Sonic in it as well.
Gross.
My God. I love that this man just said the most deranged shit while in front of the firing squad, and they were like, anything else, fucknuts? Like, you got anything else? Anything you would like us to record on our phone?
Do you want any, do you have a last meal? Like, I don't... Okay.
Says, like, the most insane shit, and they're just kind of like, alright, man. Got any kids you want to say hi to?
No,
yeah. Any living family members?
No. Hold on. Uh-huh. He says they took everything away from me. They killed my daughter. Where the fuck does Robotnik come from?
Granddaughter.
I think. Okay, so from what I know,
that's his grandfather.
Yeah.
So he must have another kid that he just doesn't love.
I guess he just doesn't have a very strong relationship with that. With that side of the family.
That's so crazy.
And Robotnik says before, he's like, oh, I always used to look up to my grandpa and like all the incredible things he used to create. And now he's gone. And I'm just like, so you had a relationship with him, meaning you used to visit. And then one day he got shot by the U.S. government.
It certainly paints a very interesting image of both Gerald and Ivo.
Yeah, there's something like very, I feel like there's something like an artist could do there. Like, just like, what was Eggman's fucking life with his
grandpa? What was like? Mini Eggman's life like when Gerald Robotnik was like, oh no, my only child died, and Robotnik's parent had to be like, I'm still here, dickhead.
Yeah, I think in Sonic Frontiers, there's like a set of audio logs written by Eggman, written by Ian Flynn. And like, there is a line about like, having like, not really knowing who Maria was. Like apparently this is just a guy he knew about, in that he always wanted to meet him and never got to. It's very interesting. Thinking about, like, a rebellious kid who decides to, become an evil scientist.
I love... This actually paints a perfect picture of Robotnik being like, I looked up to my grandpa so much. He was an evil scientist. I'm gonna be an evil scientist. And not realizing at all what was going on.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this is good. This is what my grandpa did.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Exactly what he would have wanted. He's just LARPing. He's literally just being like, yeah, no, Grandpa said it was fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah, and like, when the footage ends and starts looping back around, Eggman like walks into the scene and he's like, yeah, my grandfather fucking rules.
Except he's doing this thing that I don't like now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to blow up the station and the planet, and that's no bueno, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I need that to rule over. So we should probably do something about that. And then he gives Rouge a diskette that is his grandfather's diary. And she reads another thing. This is like presented a little awkwardly. I think it's just the tech has aged a little well, but I see what they're trying to go for, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is like her voice talks, and then the Gerald's voice is like over top of it. It like kind of fades in very strangely, but like I understand what they were going for.
Yeah, and there's like
they're trying to be artistic.
Yeah, there's like some like there's like the text is like showing up on the screen, but because this is a Dreamcast game, it's really low resolution. And also in low resolution, certain words are like popping out.
Yeah,
that are
that
like
was funny.
Necessary. Just like keywords. He's just like filled with this intense regret because, you know, the government cracked down on his, the Ark. They killed a little girl. And shut the whole thing down. And he kind of managed to complete his project. So, basically if you find like this guy named Shadow, somewhere,
this guy,
then that'll just like wake him up and like, everything. My plans can like finally go into action.
Give him wake him up and he will be so pissed.
Give him a little kiss on the head. He'll be better. It's fine.
Yeah. He'll do a genie bit. When you meet him, don't worry about that.
You'll get three wishes.
Yeah. An additional detail is specifically when like the colony crashes into the planet, it will not just like do the usual sort of like colony drop explosion. There's going to be like a super nuke of all of the Chaos Emeralds together.
Yeah, what the fuck? Not the super nuke.
Yeah. So, they've gotta stop it, and conveniently, Eggman has the perfect, five person plan to do it.
Convenient.
Knuckles has the Master Emerald. The Master Emerald can neutralize the Chaos Emeralds. So, we'll get Knuckles to the core. Not like the big cannon, but like the actual core. He'll neutralize the, emeralds with the Master Emerald. And then everything's Gucci. But first, we need to do a big stage called, Cannon's Core. Where, you play as everyone but Shadow.
He's too busy brooding.
Yeah, he's too busy being kind of moody.
The end of this, when they cut to Shadow and he is just standing there, and Amy's like, "Why aren't you helping?" And he's like, "This is what I wanted."
It's
like, he's like, "No, this is, everything's coming up me.
Are you sure this is what you want, buddy?"
Yeah. So, as part of the, so each character, does like a little leg of it. First, Tails and then Eggman like blow up, some doors to like, get into the core. Knuckles and Rouge have to, like empty a coolant tank and like hit another switch that's supposed to like, do it. Important things, to note about this. Oh, and then, like, Sonic goes through to the end. Important things to note. This stage is really fucking hard. It is way harder than everything before this.
Interesting.
It's, yeah, Especially of note is the Knuckles section where he's swimming through coolant. And I've mentioned in the past, you need to get the Knuckles power up that lets you breathe underwater, because otherwise this goes from really hard to impossible. Then there's, of course, there's a distinct original mechanic just for this level, which is you can hit certain switches and time will stop. Only momentarily though. So you gotta like be on your shit about it. And Eggman is just like relaying the objectives to you over the comms throughout this whole thing. It's great.
Yeah, he's micromanaging hardcore.
Uh-huh.
He can't stop talking.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this you get to do each section, and one last very notable thing, which is as you get deeper and deeper into the core, it starts looking more and more like Echidna ruins. And this is perhaps one of the most important plot details, which like Sonic and Knuckles then point out after you finish the stage. Gerald studied Echidna ruins and used that as the basis for a lot of his work with like Chaos Emeralds.
When they're like, it looks like the like Shrine of the Master Emerald. And I'm like, is that what it looks like? Because it looks like a fucking fucked up heart.
Huh. Interesting.
They're in the like it's shrine, like, and throbbing. There's this giant beating machine, and they're like, wow, like the Shrine of the Master Emerald. And I'm like, it looks like a Final Fantasy dungeon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, there is like a little thing that looks like the shrine. But yeah, that's only like
wouldn't
part
be
of
the first
thing
I point out. I would be like, wow, that's, I wouldn't say, wow, that's almost like the shrine back home. I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah, this is like the fucking beating heart of the canon's core. I
would be like, why is it breathing?
Why is this thing so like alive?
Uh-huh. Why is it actively living?
Mm-hmm.
My mechanical ass.
Uh-huh. It's some bionicle ass shit. They're inside a giant robot.
Yeah.
The bionicle should be in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That'd be kinda sick.
Yeah,
how or why, but they should be.
Yeah, just do it, you know?
Just do it.
Just throw them in. Sonic goes to Montanui.
Yeah. Shadow the Hedgehog shows up. First, Shadow the Hedgehog is brooding.
He's just standing there.
Thinking about Maria. Yeah.
Amy makes me mad. Well, the writers of Amy make me mad. Because she's just wandering around being like, oh, they left me again. And like, then it's just like, what? No, I gotta stop whining and do something. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why put her in this story if you're gonna make her say those things?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I kind of like, what is she doing here?
She's a very egregious part of this. I guess they needed somebody. Here? They needed somebody to tell Shadow that humans are basically good. I think if you punched it up a little bit, you could have found like, you could have like changed some things up. At least get her to do more than just that, you know?
Yeah.
She like breaks Sonic out of prison, and that's cool, but there's like,
that's true.
That's at the start of the game, and this is at the end.
Yeah, it's like after that they kind of forgot that she had agency.
Lot. Yeah, yeah.
Because she fucking doesn't have agency.
Uh-huh.
They were just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Like, what do we do with her now?
Well, she's here, I guess.
She's here to remind Sonic of another woman he knew.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sorry, Shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, come on.
She's here to be
good.
She's here to be threatened by Eggman.
Uh-huh.
Threatened by Eggman's giant comical gun that you could easily get out of the way of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Shadow starts thinking about Maria, And he realized that what she wanted was a chance for humans to be happy. Live for your dream, Shadow.
Shadow's a little bit like Mewtwo.
Yeah, Shadow's kind of Mewtwo with it. This type of like Groot guy was just real popular in kids movies in this era, or in kids stuff this era.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think there is just like a lot of like,
I mean, it was the era of the I could fix him.
I'm mostly, the era of,
sorry, yeah.
I'm thinking of like, thinking of like Ghibli, I'm thinking of like Pokemon, I'm thinking of, Digimon. Yeah. I think that's somewhere in this, equation. Just.
Yeah. Melancholy for kids. I can fix him. The brooding kid who was a little bit, he had a tough childhood, and he's not really gonna open up, he's kinda mean, but once you figure out his sad backstory, you could fix him.
That's right.
That's what Amy is saying. I could fix him.
Yeah.
Maybe exactly. Maybe I can't have Shadow, or maybe I can't have Sonic, but maybe I can fix Shadow instead.
Yeah.
And you know what? Thank God we're in the era of I can make him worse.
Uh-huh.
For real.
That's what Starline did, yeah.
yeah. Starline was like, no, I don't want to fix him, I like him.
Yeah, I like him fucked up. I want to make him worse.
And now
he's like, I'm tired of you being emotionally healthy. I'm going to torture you to your evil again.
And then, and then Devin is like, I'm going to make Starline worse.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in a little glass jar and shake it.
Yeah. So
no, not the glass jar.
So Shadow is motivated into heroism. He shows up to fight the Bio Lizard while Sonic and Knuckles do the Master Emerald stuff.
The Bio Lizard is very funny.
I
was like, oh, this is just Chaos kind of again.
Yeah. So
he's just Chaos, but he looks worse in every way.
Yeah.
He's my friend.
Yeah, so
he's like my friend. I do love him. You have a friend who's a little ugly, and that's what the bio lizard is.
That's what I'm saying.
The
I'm
bio like, lizard.
Bio lizard's like, I'm ugly and I'm proud.
Yeah, Bio lizard is just like, he's basically just a big animal, and I like that.
I like that. Yeah, I'm like, where is this dude coming from?
The Bio Lizard is like a Monster Hunter enemy.
Yeah.
That you know when you have to do that mission, it's going to take forever and be so tedious, and the game keeps making you do it.
Now I'm just thinking, you know, they've put all sorts of like crossovers in Monster Hunter. Put the Bio Lizard in there.
Let's hunt Bio Lizard for parts.
Don't put Chaos, the much more recognizable Sonic giant villain.
Uh-huh.
No, put the Bio Lizard in.
Yeah.
You know him, you love him, Bio Lizard is here.
Gerald, for when working with like Chaos Energy and stuff, he used Echidna Society as like the basis for his research. And as part of that, he develops, Bio Lizard, but then he sees, like murals and stuff of Super Sonic. Like, he's basing Bio Lizard off of, like, the stuff on Perfect Chaos. But then he sees, like, stuff on, like, how Super Sonic is gonna fight that guy and other guys, and he's like, wait a minute. What if I made that the ultimate life form instead?
It's funny that he's making these because he can't read hieroglyphics correctly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's like,
he sees a big lizard and he's just like, good. And then he sees like a different being fighting lizard and he's like, better?
Better? Uh-huh. He's like, I'm watching Sonic fight Perfect Chaos and making I was gonna say worse for, well, that's not true for Shadow, but like worse version of Perfect Chaos at least.
Uh-huh.
Cause I'm like, I love Shadow.
Yeah.
He looks at these murals instead of like asking anyone to help translate them. He's just kinda like, well, that's the biggest thing on the mural, so it must be good.
I mean, yeah. But that would require him talking to, like,
anyone.
Uh-huh. You'd have to talk to, like,
fucking echidnas. He would never.
Yeah.
He would never.
Yeah, no, he's too busy sitting in his weird bondage chair.
Uh-huh.
That's like, I think this, how colonial of him. No, I don't know what I was
going to say. It's very colonial. He's kind of colonial.
It's in the space colony arc.
Yeah.
The final frontier, space.
Can't wait to colonize it.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So,
very depressing.
Improve life on Earth for others. Nah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mm-hmm. I think Gerald Robotnik might be Elon Musk.
I think he's more Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, you're right. He totally is.
Mm-hmm. If he is Elon Musk, that means we at least know that he gets put to death by Firing Squad.
Yeah.
True. He gets put.
And, you know, there are these emeralds, you know?
Also, it's not fair.
There are emeralds!
It's not fair. That would also mean that, like, Elon was a scientist at all and he's not, so.
That's true.
I would never.
Yeah.
Elon
isn't a scientist.
It does fit that he has, like, a bunch of kids. Some he doesn't like, really care about or talk about, and some that
is
actually true. Hate him.
That is extremely Elon of him, that's true.
building a portrait. There are two circles, and they're very close to fully overlapping, but there's one unique difference.
Yeah.
We get the bio lizard fight. It's a little bit of a pain, especially if you don't know, like, the optimal strats like this person does. There's a lot of, like, dodging big balls of, like, glowing energy. You have to, like, grind up, like, these, tubes on bio lizard up to, like, the big glowing weak point on his back. That can be super finicky, as it turns out. Also, if you fall in the water, you die. You get, like, rapidly, like, shot out of the stage, into a pit. It's something. At a certain point, instead of, like, grinding up the tubes, you, like, have to, like, bounce on these energy balls that show up.
Or float through them.
Yeah, or float through them in the last one.
It's a really weird stage.
Yeah. So, Sonic and Knuckles deal with the Master Emerald. Knuckles pulls out the Master Emerald. It is much smaller than usual, but
yeah,
I guess they got to work with what they got.
He can, like, I was like, can you shrink it down and make it bigger? Yeah. I was very confused.
I like to believe that.
It is magic, I
think.
I guess
he can, so he can put it in his pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does, like, the little echidna prayer that, Pikal would do in Sonic Adventure 1, which is neat.
That is cute.
And he does this to, like, neutralize the Chaos Emeralds. But, Biolizard doesn't like that. So he's going to fuse with the Ark and force it to collide with the Earth. This is the moment. Sonic and Shadow summon forth the 7 Chaos Emeralds.
And then they become besties.
They become besties. They turn super. It's live and learn is playing. And they do like a little motion with their hands that looks like a jack-off motion. And they go super.
This is also the most like Goku and Vegeta teaming up moment.
Yeah.
Because they're fighting and they're doing little things where they're suddenly like the best of friends. Where like Shadow's like, Sonic, you're not good enough. Let me collect the rings while you distract him. And then Sonic's like, no, Shadow, you're too tired. I'll do it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why are you guys friends?
This is the final hazard.
That's bonding through fire and flames, you know?
Yeah,
that's bonding
yeah.
through the power of 7 J.O. crystals.
Yeah. They charged up and J.O'd.
Yeah, you're right.
They charged up their J.O. crystals, and now they're the besties.
Uh-huh. God. Yaoi is real.
Yeah, this too is Yaoi to me.
Uh-huh. The Bio Lizard kinda has the arc shoved up his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he does, huh?
Yeah, he's dragging that thing with his big dumper.
Oh, shit.
Live and Learn is playing, and basically Sonic and Shadow take turns flying into these like big glowing weak points that are popping up on him. And also, you have a certain amount of time. You have a time limit. Take too long and it'll collide with the Earth. Or run out of rings, you won't be super anymore. But overall, it's pretty easy.
That's good, because it sounds like it was kind of hard before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Everything up to this point has been hard. Now it's time for the victory lap.
Yeah.
It does whip ass. Live and Learn is playing.
Live and Learn is playing, and it's the coolest thing imaginable.
Uh-huh. And so they hit him enough times that he gets defeated. He blows up, and the day is saved.
All the people of the world are like, great!
Yeah, they're all cheering for Sonic and Shadow. Worth mentioning, during, like, the execution video and this point, we get like shots of everyone across the world, like in like the Eggman announcement video. It's great.
Did everyone watch his Gerald's execution then?
I think
yes.
Well, it loops before like the guns fire, so
yeah.
I guess not. We were spared that mercy. We were given that mercy.
We all know what happened to him then, yeah. Which seems like a problem as far as like the government goes.
Yeah, that's gonna be pretty hard.
Maybe
to
that's
cover
why
up.
Rouge quits.
Yeah,
maybe she's like, I'm not dealing with the paperwork on that one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So fuck that.
In like the leftist podcasts are gonna have a lot of fun with this one.
Dude, I want Rouge to quit the government and start a podcast.
Oh, Rouge should start like a leftist podcast. But it's very much linked to our OnlyFans.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
fuck.
Sonic and Shadow like use Chaos Control to sort of force the arc back into orbit, but something tragic happens. Shadow gets left behind. He falls to the Earth, and he says, Maria, this is what you wanted, right? This is the promise I made to you.
Yeah, she wanted you to die, obviously.
Yeah, he falls to the Earth, and the day is saved, but at the cost of his own life.
I guess, apparently.
A cost of his own life until they decide to bring him back for another game in like 2 years.
Yeah, I was like, until the next game.
Uh-huh.
Until he just shows back up completely fine, acting like nothing happened.
Is there a game between this one and
Between Sonic Adventure 2 and Sonic Heroes.
Oh, Sonic Heroes. Is he back?
Yeah.
Is he in Sonic Heroes?
Yes, he's in Sonic
he's
Heroes.
He's in the Dark Team.
They specifically do some stuff.
Right.
About that. But between these two games, there's Sonic Advance 1 and 2, which we'll be covering next, as well as Sonic Battle, which is going to be a bit longer because Sonic Battle has a story, but Shadow is in it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sonic Battle.
Yeah.
And that's different than Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Yes, yes. Sonic Battle is an arena fighter for the Game Boy Advance.
Interesting. Okay.
Modeled after, like, Power Stone.
Okay. Is there a plot?
Yes, that is the one with a plot. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, little visual novel style cutscenes of, like, characters chatting with each other. I don't know that much about it, if I'm being honest. I know details, I never finished it myself.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. We'll find out.
Please tell me you can play as Robotnik in that game, not using any mechs or robots or anything, just using his bare fists.
That would be really funny, but I don't think so. I'm looking this up for now. Okay, here we go. I've got a list of storylines, and characters. So let's see. We've got a story for Sonic, Tails, Rouge, Knuckles, Amy, Cream, Shadow, and Emerald, who is the, original character of that game.
Emerald, like the chef?
yeah, it's spelled E-M-E-R-L.
Hmm.
The robot.
Yeah.
The robot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a robot. Returns to, the sort of, like, room where everyone's sort of been gathering.
The room where it happened, yeah.
I was thinking that too, Devin!
Yeah, this is the room where it happened. Maria got shot.
God.
Sonic has to tell them that, like, Shadow didn't make it back. And they just sort of have to, like, melancholically, like, acknowledge his sacrifice. Like, they wonder, like, if could things have gone differently? Where do we go from here? Eggman, thinks about how much of an influence Gerald was on his life. And what does this mean for him? Tails says, the funniest line, which is, well, I don't know, but whatever it is, we all did it together.
Was my hero, and I wanted to be a great scientist like him. But did he really mean to destroy us?
I don't know, but what I do know is we all did it together.
You're right.
Tails was not listening at all.
Tails.
So funny.
Robotnik was, like, pouring his heart out. He was like, oh, damn, is my life path, like, is it really correct? Did I choose right?
Yeah.
And Tails was like, happy for you or sad for you, whatever.
Yeah.
No wonder Eggman.
I ain't reading all that.
Eggman just, like, immediately goes back to being evil because he wasn't listened to by Tails.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, Tails I guess I'll go back to being backstory.
Evil. Knuckles and Rouge, like, talk about, is Rouge gonna keep being an agent? The answer is probably not for now. It doesn't pay good.
God damn it.
Or maybe she's talking about treasure hunting, I don't know. It's a very Lupin-esque conversation. Sonic talks about how the Earth is the only thing as cool and blue as him.
True.
Oh, it's nothing. Come on, let's go home. Dude, the planet is cool and blue as me.
And then he says, sayonara, Shadow.
Sayonara, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I love the, like the overpronunciation on sayonara.
Yeah.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Shadow.
And then we get like this sort of like
how many people
bittersweet credit sequence as the Ark like goes orbits the Earth.
How many people pronounced it like that after this game is what I was gonna say.
I have to believe there's some kid who started doing that a lot.
Yeah.
There is like, a whole contingent of children who after this game and playing this part were just walking around school being like sayonara.
That's sort of the end of the game. We get our credits, and as our final like post credits thing. We get a message, a new day brings new adventure, but for now, rest easy, heroes. And we get a Shadow tribute image, of him just like sort of, superimposed over the Earth.
Shadow will be back in next game.
Yeah.
Shadow will be back when he's done superimposing himself on the planet.
Yeah. I'm just gonna pull up, my little guide from here on. Yeah, here we go. So, next, we're gonna go through some more games. Like I said earlier, we'll do Sonic Advance, we'll do Sonic Advance 2, we'll do Sonic Battles, and then Sonic Heroes. I honestly didn't remember this part, but yeah, that'll be the game plan. After that, we'll finish talking about season one of Sonic X and then talk about season two. Then after that, more games, culminating in Sonic 06, of course, finish Sonic X. then, like, these are some very long-term plans. This could take a while.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'll leave it at that for now. Cause that's sort of like, I would say there's essentially, they're essentially, these are like the main phases we'll be going through next. In the meantime, we got some ask in our ask zone.
Yeah.
On our Twitter. Or not Twitter, on our Discord. If you had to adapt the story of Sonic Adventure 2, how would you do it? A film, a series of films, a short TV series, stage plays, assume you've got whatever for budget.
Musical.
I would do it. Oh, musical is great. I would do it as an seven episode Netflix special. But the opening vignette is that, the president is sitting all of the characters down and being like, okay, so what the fuck happened? And it's like a giant game of Rashomon.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Each episode, they're telling their own side of the story. And all of them are wildly different. And the president is like, okay, so if you lost on the island and blew up, and he's like, no, I didn't lose. I won.
Yeah.
What if, would it have to be like, live action? Since I feel like there's like those live action One Piece and stuff.
Do I want it to be live action?
It doesn't have to be. I mean, there isn't, I guess, like, the movie isn't live, you know, like,
yeah.
What would they do? I don't know.
A stop motion animation.
Stop motion.
Let's make it as expensive and tedious to make as possible.
Oh, that'd be kind of sick though, actually.
I know.
I'm trying to think of a good one. My mind has jumped to, in desperate search of like something to come up with, either audio drama podcast or visual novel.
It's Rouge's audio drama.
Maybe it's a sound novel.
Or, I said musical. I actually was thinking, concept album that eventually gets turned into a musical. Specifically. Mm-hmm. So it actually started as an album first. And then they were like, what if we adapted this? Even though it's like, this is already adapted from a game.
Mm-hmm. I personally can't think of anything else.
I like I like the podcast, or I like the idea of it being Rouge's podcast.
It's Rouge's podcast. She keeps getting them. Wait, that can be the conceit of the Rashomon, is she keeps getting them on as guests.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah,
and they keep telling what happened, and all of them are wildly different. And Rouge keeps being like, "That's not what happened."
Yeah. Next, which character theme do you think you enjoy the most, the most, and which do you feel matches the characters best?
I don't know. I feel like I need to run through them again. Eggman's
just saying, "I am the Eggman," over and over again is perfection.
Yeah, it's really good.
I am the Eggman!
I am the Eggman! Yeah, man, you sure are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to, listen through them again to, give you a good answer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's probably Sonic's, because all of his are just, upbeat, extremely energetic, really fun songs, mm-hmm. and that's all he is. That's all he aspires
to be. Yeah, they're really good. I like anything with Knuckles in it as well.
Yeah, Knuckles is also good.
His fucking raps.
Knuckles rapping to himself as he's just wandering around.
Yeah.
Symbolic Godzilla asks, "Who is the darkest Sonic?"
The one Sonic from Sonic X who pops up for about 2 minutes of the show to be evil and then disappears immediately.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, it's Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm gonna go with Nazo. the fucking the Edwin Tiong voiced guy from that one Flash cartoon we watched.
Okay,
yeah.
Mockman is here.
It's Scourge.
Oh, Scourge, yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's Scourge.
Yeah.
Mockman is here.
And you can't do anything to stop me from saying the word Scourge, Ken Penn.
Yeah, Scourge is... Scourge is something, you know? He's a real freak. I haven't interacted
with anything with Scourge in it, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mockman is here asks, "You probably answered a question like this before, but how would you feel about the more human characters in Sonic? Given that Sonic's world and the world of Station Square is now confirmed by Sega to be one and the same, would you be open to a human character being a recurring character in the core cast?"
Yes, only if it's Chris from Sonic X, because it's extremely funny.
Wait, yeah!
I want him to keep invading Sonic's life forever.
Yo, yeah. Okay, what if it was a human that got, fucked up and made every little Sonic who became, a furry's dream come true, and were like, this human got, TF'd into a Sonic character for,
So fully. Chris from Sonic Adventure 1, because he would definitely do that.
Yeah.
Are Chris, we saying,
you can't stay in this world. We're all weird animals, and he would be like, "That's fine. Give me a week."
Yeah, he'll become a weird animal too if he has to.
No, but the Station Square proved that they're not all weird animals, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true. But Chris would just do that because he thinks Sonic would actually talk to him then, and it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I was for some reason it just happened to him for some reason, even though there were other people.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. I mean, I just don't, you know,
depending on the execution, it could be good. Mm. I don't want them to do what I felt like they were trying to do in Sonic 06 and give Sonic a human girlfriend, because that was scary.
That's what I was going to say exactly, was I just don't want Sonic to have a human girlfriend, mostly.
Although, speaking of 06, there is one very minor character who's in some side quests that I think would be a great addition to the cast. I am, of course, speaking of Sonic Man.
Okay, I was about to ask that. Do you think that's just Chris grown up?
Yeah, maybe. Definitely in another timeline, he would become this guy.
That's an alternate timeline Chris who, grew up, but was just never lost the obsession.
We brought up Sonic Man and check out this guy, the most recent episode that's out. Like, Sonic
oh,
Man.
Oh, I need to listen to it.
Sonic Man comes up in the virtual world. I forget why, but, like, he does come up.
I'll have to listen and find out. So, yeah. Yeah, it would have. They. I'm trying to think of, I guess technically, if phage. Is it phage? I can't remember.
That sounds like a bacteria.
I'm thinking of someone else.
Hmm.
Oh, what's her name? From Sonic, I'm trying to remember her fucking name.
Eggman's
program daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what the, what's her
name? Hang on. Phage. I gotta fucking look. Sage, that's it. Sage.
Sage, okay.
Yeah,
there is Sage also a character named Phage in the Sonic universe. Which Phage I think is a different... where the who also appears to be a computer program.
That's confusing that there's a phage and a sage computer program.
I wonder, now, I don't know, like, how, if Ian Flynn got to, like, make the character or anything, but, like, that character is also in, both, that character is from, like, some Ian Flynn Sonic comics. So now I gotta wonder. Sage is the perfect pick for a human.
True, but she's like,
I love how we kind of, I love how none of us said Maria.
well Maria's dead.
You gotta stay dead, Maria.
She's fucking dead.
Although
you gotta stay dead.
No, it's just it'd be weird, you know? It'd be like
the only
What would that do?
Would it be weird? Because weirder things have happened.
The only way
I want Maria back is, one, she is an adult, and two, she looks just as weird as Eggman.
That would be hilarious. That'd be actually very funny.
It would be funny because we see her young and she looks normal, and it's just something that happens with Eggman puberty that turns you into that.
Yeah.
Oh no, I have the Eggman puberty.
It's like JoJo muscle puberty, except it's like Eggman egg puberty.
Uh-huh, exactly. Next question. Let me see. Next question. Symbolic Godzilla can we fuse Shadow and Ryo Asuka from Devilman into one awesome character?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
But with the caveat, you can fuse Shadow with any, like, edgy anti-hero character, and they will probably form an ultimate character.
Mm-hmm.
True, yeah.
Just a real freak.
You just fuse him with Vegeta, fuse him with Ryo Asuka, fuse him with, I don't know, Char Asmol.
I said he
just keep fusing them.
Char would be good.
I love Char.
I haven't seen Gundam, so I'm glad that was correct.
I said he was a better Sasuke, though, so, like, I don't want him to be fused with Sasuke.
Don't fuse him with Sasuke, I'm begging you. Fuse him with Gaara.
Oh, that'd be kinda... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that would fuck hard. Don't, for the love of God, fuse him with Sasuke.
I feel like that would be so tragic for everyone involved.
No one would like that.
Mostly me. It would be...
no one would have a good time with that.
Yeah.
Next question from Emmy. Is the Bio Lizard a Digimon?
Kind of.
I'll defer to the experts on this one.
Kind of. Like, I don't.
There aren't enough guns on the Bio Lizard.
Yeah, but there's Digimon that don't have guns, you know?
Like, yeah, I feel like, but once you become a Digimon of this size and caliber, there are normally a lot of guns on you.
Or, like, weapons of some sort.
Yeah,
like,
weapons of some sort. There is the giant glowing button on his back.
Yeah.
But this is why I say he's more of, like, a Monster Hunter monster.
Yeah, I think he's
more, like, a big thing, and you have to, like, get to the glowing weak point on his back to do critical damage.
Honestly,
once again, the fight takes forever.
I feel almost like Chaos is more of a Digimon than Bio.
Chaos is a Digimon, yeah.
Even though he doesn't have weapons exactly either. It's like, he can make
them. Yeah, but he's, like, the final boss of, like, an evil Digimon.
His name's literally, like, Perfect Chaos also, and, like, Perfect is, like... one of the levels of Digimon. It's Ultimate in the dub, I believe. But yeah, perfect.
Chaos is just the slime that Gulus Gamamon came from.
Uh-huh. Yeah, true.
Next question is from Izzy. Which is your favorite Chaos Emerald?
Piss Emerald.
That was gonna be my answer.
Wow, same hat.
I'm a fan of the classic green.
I mean, yeah, if we're talking about favorite color, it would be the blue or the purple, but Piss Emerald is fun to say.
Piss Emerald is really funny. I know that in STC, in Sonic the Comic, they give like a, since like they're, one of the few things they had was like, the white emerald can neutralize them, they gave like each of the emeralds like some specific properties. Ooh. Or that might have been the super emeralds. I'll need to like look into it in the future. But,
I mean, my birthstone's emerald, so I do like genuinely like the color of a regular emerald. But, Piss Emerald.
Yeah.
Piss Emerald.
Yeah. So.
Hey, Sidmon, were you listening in? Did you tap in?
Yeah, for real. So, as we were reading these questions, Jasmine Sidmon sent in a question, quote, is Bio Lizard the Broly to Shadow's Vegeta and Sonic's Goku?
That's so crazy.
No. I personally say no.
No. I don't know who would be the Broly to the Vegeta, Sonic, Shadow, Goku, trifecta, whatever that is.
Yeah. Bio Lizard's
more of an animal.
Yeah, Bio Lizard's like one of the huge monsters they fight in like one of the movies.
Yeah.
But Broly has consciousness. Broly says fucked up things like, I'm gonna fucking blow up your planet, you slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe thinking of Bio Broly, who is just a rampaging animal at that point.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Bio Broly is definitely, similar to Bio Lizard. But like regular Broly or like the reinvented,
The sad Broly. Boy Broly.
Yeah. I'd have to think.
I would
on
say
that.
Silver is Broly, but Silver is actually just Future Trunks.
Yeah, Silver is Future Trunks.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, I don't know a lot about Future Trunks, but I was gonna say, he's too nice to be Broly.
Yeah. he's too sad boy for it.
Yeah. I'll have to really think about.
Yeah. Let me look up.
My gut Sonic said characters. Memphis, Tennessee again, but I'm like, no. Uh-huh.
No.
That's not right.
As much as I would want it to be Oh, wait a minute. Wait, we're all fools.
What?
It's just Metal Sonic.
God damn it, you're right.
Yeah, I guess it would
be. We're all fucking fools.
It's just Metal Sonic.
It's Metal Sonic.
Metal Sonic is
the should have known.
There especially because beginning. Early Metal Sonic is just a device to kill Sonic and he craves it so much, and new sad boy Metal Sonic maybe have some feelings about it, but he still really wants to kill Sonic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just metal.
Yeah, so,
sometimes he gets cooler forms, like Broly.
Yeah. He does get cooler, more fucked up forms, as we'll and Sonic Heroes.
Yeah.
He may even become a dragon in the comics.
Yeah. So that, I think that wraps up our question. Let's go to plugs. I'm Dan. You can find me in a lot of places. You can find those places at biggerchallenge.card.co. That includes Pot of Greed, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. We're going through, Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. We just met a new major character named Bruno. We talked about Bruno. I haven't seen that movie. I don't really know the joke.
Joke is that they don't like him.
Yeah. So, you can listen to video games, the movie, the podcast. I just finished editing and will soon schedule up and our episode on the Mega Man fan film. You'll get to hear us talk about Dr. Wily being a cartoon character and how Dr. Light is also an evil scientist. He's just better at hiding it. You can follow me on Tumblr, co-host. That's a bigger challenge and big challenges, respectively. Here's my small saga Let's Play. It's been on a little bit of a break. Emmy's had a bit of a cough. But that'll be over soon. Yeah, that's it. Morg, where can we find you?
You can find me at Haunting the Morgue on Tumblr, and Blue Sky. You can also find me at Gengar and Co-host, and you can find me on my other podcast, Check Out This Guy, which I mentioned earlier. We've got 40 of those fucking episodes out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazy a year.
Yeah, yeah. And, here's to 40 more, I guess. But, it's, yeah. Definitely, a lot of people have been a big fan of 39 with the gas station AU, where we just put a bunch of characters in a gas station that was also a coffee shop, that is also a hair salon, that is also a lot of other things.
It's, I'm imagining a strip mall.
It is a strip mall, in my head,
one of those, like, you're in the middle of nowhere and there's like a truck stop.
Yep, that's it exactly.
But the truck stop has a gas station and then like 19 other stores in it.
Yep, that's it exactly. Yep.
Yep.
But it also has like a tattoo shop and shit too.
Yeah, one of those fucked up gas stations.
Yeah.
Getting a tattoo at the gas station. Don't do that. that's it for me. You can, Devin.
You can find me on a podcast called We Rate Queer Bait, where we're rating the queer bait all the way down. It's not out yet, but last episode I suggested was Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Oh.
We talked about how the plot doesn't matter. It's just a device to put Judai and Johan in the same room.
Yeah.
What about Chaz?
Season 3 really doesn't have a plot.
Season 3 doesn't have a plot. The thing about it is, if I were to talk about every single one of Judai's boyfriends, we would be there for 10 continuous hours.
I guess.
I'm focusing on the boyfriend that Judai nearly commits a genocide to go find.
Fine. He does have,
sorry, to all other Judai boyfriends.
He has
but,
a lot of boyfriends.
Yeah.
He has a lot of boyfriends. He only knows he's dating one of them.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll do a grab bag episode one day and we'll talk about all of other Judai's boyfriends. All
right.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then you can also find me at jazzdumpster on tumblr.com. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You can find us, on Tumblr co-host. Most of those are the Sonic Hustle. You can find our Discord linked in every episode. It's the easiest way to send questions to us. You can check us out on noisepace.xyz. Noisepace.xyz is a podcast network with a lot of great shows on it. I'm going to just go ahead and shout out, I feel like I have to have shouted this one out recently, but fuck it, I'll shout it out again. Sounds About Light. It's a Kingdom Hearts podcast by Sam and Drew, and they are making their way through all of Kingdom Hearts. They have made a significant amount of progress, actually. They've gone from the browser game to the mobile game, Union Crossing, or Union X, or Union Key, and
I love every single Kingdom Hearts podcast because all of them are based off the premise of the lore isn't actually that difficult, guys. You're just making it more complicated.
Yeah.
And every single time, about five episodes in, they're like, okay, maybe this is a little complicated.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I feel like...
There's a lot of it.
I feel like Sam, like, knows that it's complicated to some extent.
I know, I just... the promise of all of them are like, it's not that complicated, and then it's like, oh, wait, I forgot about all of the discrete aspects of Kingdom Hearts that make no sense.
Yeah.
I like that they focus on the lore, like, of the game specifically, so...
Yeah. I guess while I'm shouting that out, shout outs to some other, like, classic Kingdom Hearts podcasts, like, Kingdom Smarts, the one that they do on Disney Minus. I don't remember if it has a specific name.
We can't ever forget about Got It Memorized.
Got It Memorized, of course, classic. Perfect name for a Kingdom Hearts podcast, by the way.
I know. It was probably one of the old timers. All of them have this kind of premise where it's like, it's not that hard to get. Let me explain it to you real quick. And all of them are like six episodes in and they're like, okay, so maybe this doesn't make sense.
It's delivered in a very confusing way.
Yeah. But,
when you think about it from like the three games, like Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, and 3, you're like, it's not that hard. But when you remember there's about like 10 games in between.
Yeah,
things get weird.
But I genuinely like remember Sam being like, Kingdom Hearts 3 did not click with him until he learned about like the lore of like shit like Dream Drop Distance. So I feel like
he
needed
Dream Drop Distance rules, and anyone who says it's bad is wrong.
Dream Drop Distance rule. Yeah, I listened to their episode, so the part where they talk about the Fantasia level sound cool as hell. So go listen to those. You know what? I'll shout out one more thing, just because I want more people to know about it. It's not Noise Space, it's just out there. Try to find Radio Free Heidelin. It is a Final Fantasy XIV podcast that I enjoy a lot. They're actually recording an episode right now at the time of this recording. You know what? I'll fucking drop a link in the episode description because they've got some weird issues with like hosting that makes it hard to look up. Check out Radio Free Heidelin. I love it.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. I've definitely brought it up in like our Discords and whatnot.
Yeah.
Nero's on it as well.
That's why.
If you're familiar with any of Nero's podcasts.
Yep, that's why. Yep.
Yeah. All right. I think that wraps everything up. So, until next time, Sonic is real, he is strong, and he is my friend.
He, like the Earth, is the only blue lives that matter.
The only one.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.